Well, hello there and good evening. I decided to call it a night. I am exhausted from spending the entire day studying. It's been a hell of a day. So I'm in my car right now and I'm just taking just a little breather. And I'm parked in a nice little secluded area that is nice and far away from any sort of light posts or any high traffic. I'm sure you can divine what I'm about to do right now. And I'm really excited about it because I've just been so fucking horny all day long. And it's been such a long day and my brain is tired and there's nothing that helps me relax better than to just have a nice little relaxing cum. And I decided that I'd share this with you because it actually is going to it's going to be my telling of one of my favorite experiences. And I figured, you know, if I'm going to tell you about it and I'm going to get wet thinking about it and telling you and thinking about how you're going to react to it, I might as well just get off because, hey, why not? Why the fuck not? So, I'm going to be, it's going to get a little noisy, and I apologize if you can't understand some things clearly because I probably will become incoherent, like, halfway through. And if you do hear a very loud buzzing noise randomly, do not be alarmed. It's, I keep my toys in my car so that nobody at home will find them. Because I really don't have any privacy at home. So I don't put them in a drawer or anything. I keep them in a special place in my car. So I had my thrifty, nifty little vibrator. It's a little bullet vibrator. So if you hear a humming or a very loud vibrating noise, it's that. Okay. So one of my favorite experiences that I ever had was maybe this wasn't such a good idea. I was in high school. Oh, fuck. I was in high school and I had a huge crush on my best friend's dad. I'd stay over her house a lot and sleep over. Oh fuck, that feels good. So I would sleep over her house a lot, and I had a huge thing for her dad. Her dad is such a fucking handsome man. I mean, just tall, dark, and handsome. Tall. In his 40s, salt and pepper hair, just fucking sexy man, just, and, one night, I got out of the, I left our room, where we were sleeping, and, fuck, and I went to the bathroom, and, I walked in on him, stroking his cock. It was so fucking hot, and oh god, I wanted him so bad, and oh fuck, I've been such a fucking dirty girl, just, just thinking about all the things he would do to me, the things I wanted him to do to me, the things I wanted to do to him, and it's just, fuck, I just lost it, I just couldn't, fuck, fuck, I just couldn't help it, and, fuck, I just walked in and closed the door behind me and locked it, and I just fucking walked up to him, and I just looked him straight in the fucking eye, and I took his cock in my hand, and I just fucking started stroking it, and fucking pumping it, and he didn't even say no, and he didn't stop me, he just fucking let me do it, fucking, I just, it was so hot, and I just fucking, I let him fuck me, it was so hard, fuck, and we fucked in the bathroom, and I was right next to her room, and her mom was in the other room sleeping, oh fuck, it was hot, fuck, god, it was so fucking hot, and it wasn't the last time we fucked, oh fuck, I'm gonna come up. God. Oh. Oh fuck. Oh. Oh fuck, that felt good. Oh my god, my legs are all shaky. Oh, I feel so fucking good. Oh well. Oh, I hope you get somewhere nice and private where you can listen to this and enjoy it. Because I certainly did.